You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Oh, first of all, I'm here far away in Auckland, but of course, my thoughts and prayers go out to the victims, their families, and each of us are affected by the terrorist attack in Christchurch.
Yeah. How have you found the Muslim community coping in Auckland so far? How's it been?
First of all, I would like to thank all New Zealanders. I'm pretty sure all the Muslim community are so grateful for all the messages and support that they have been received, that I have been received. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone that has been so supportive with their Muslim peers and community, and reassure that all of us here belong here in New Zealand.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I can't deny that after the day of the terror attack, I'm so scared to even go out from the apartment. But I've been getting a very huge amount of support from friends that even asked me whether I want to be escorted, is that the right word?
Yeah, escorted.
To university or to the class. And thank you for all those expression of sorrow and humanity, which I think what was needed at the moment. It really helped really helped in starting the healing process.
Yeah, of course. And thank you so much for sharing with us. It means a lot when you messaged me last night, by the way.
Thank you as well for responding.
Of course. I guess, what do you think is the best way to offer support to Muslims at the moment?
The best way is just to reassure them that they belong here, and then to give them a smile, hug, say hello whenever you meet or anyone meet each other, not just for the Muslim, actually, it's for everyone here in New Zealand, because terrorism, like that word, has no religion, no color, gender, or nationality, right?
Of course.
So everyone needs to be together in this to fight this thing so that it will never, ever occur again. So just say hi to everyone, not just to the Muslim community, but of course, especially during this time. It'll be nice.
What stream are you in for law? What stream? I'm gonna hug you.
What stream?
Yeah, I won't put this on the radio. This is just me asking you now.
Okay.
I'm not gonna broadcast to the whole of Auckland what time your class is. We'll talk about this later, not while I'm recording you.
Okay.
My next question is, how do you think we can move forward from this?
Okay, how I think, for this couple of days, I've never, tell anyone how I think, but then going to few classes to this incident, to this terrorism act, is that I learned that we need to accept the fact that racism doesn't emerge just from nowhere. Only with that realization, we can, deconstruct the problem and find the solution. And New Zealand has become a country with diversity. So there needs to be a debate, not just within our own groups and community, but we can have the debate, but within a multicultural democracy, we must always balance that with a constructive engagement with members of others, group and community. Because, that's how we can find a balance and we can move forward, because we need to learn how to speak and be heard across difference. And of course, one more thing, if I can add,
of course,
is we need to accept New Zealand now is not more immune to any global event and the same discriminatory ideologies or racism that exists overseas also now exists here. So moving forward, we need to not just accept that reality, but try to make sure that ideology will not flourish. Yeah.
Do you have any ideas or tips on how you can call out racism?
For me, I think being engaged in conversation a good starting point, because it's that sphere where we can openly discuss and exchange our views, because only with that medium we can know what other people are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, as a student being in the University of Auckland, I can recommend every student to start to get to know about other people's culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because intercultural learning, we can't deny that intercultural learning is very crucial, because peace and youth are like the main agent to restore back.
Do you have any thoughts on the way the media has reacted so far to the event?
For New Zealand media, I would say I'm very amazed, not just by the media, but also by the Prime Minister itself. She immediately described this like as a terrorist act, and she personally visited the mall, the house of the victims, and those who are injured in the ICU. And I really like how the media here portray the sadness, the reality of what it is. And I'm quite disappointed of the Western media.
Yeah, tell me your thoughts there.
Yeah, about the West, about the media from the overseas. There is still some media that still address the attacker as just a gunman. You know, just like try to make it not look like a terrorism, and describing the events like we just had a few conversations just now in the class, like how the attacker story are much more being described in the Western media, like the childhood.
Yeah, I saw that.
In which I think the central attention should be given to the victim.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm. I was reading and I saw, it made me quite angry, but what's happening in Australia with the Queensland senator.
Yeah, the senator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is disappointing.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Mm.
Because I think that kind of like, how to say, the ideology of like, that we need to change that damaging narrative on Muslim community. Like what the senator tell as if terrorism are very similar to Muslim.
Mm.
And I think that kind of damaging narrative is the one that makes the tragedy become much more heart-wrenching, because we should be currently like, if we are in that grieving period, and having someone to say that is not helping.
No. What has been the most beneficial thing or supportive thing you found during this period?
The most supportive thing is, of course, the messages that I receive from my friends, you know, because that's the most powerful thing. Like, we always didn't realize that, but words can really help those broken hearts, you know? I find it really comforting me, the words that I receive from my friend.
I'm trying to think, was there anything else you wanted to touch on or talk about?
The last thing is that I really condemn in the strongest term this senseless act of terror, innocent civilians. So yeah, personally, let's we all work together and rise back stronger community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.